Listening test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your answers. The recordings will be heard only once. The test is in 4 sections. Record all your answers in your test book, and at the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to a special answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between Alvin Earle, a reporter, and Mary O'Driscoll, a newsreader. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there has been an example written for you. On this occasion, only the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
This is the 9 o'clock news from CSB. First, let's go over to Alvin Earle in Oak Ridge to hear the latest on the landslide which followed an earthquake near San Francisco early this morning. Alvin, what can you tell us?
The earthquake happened early in the morning, so early this has been written in the gap in the example. Now we will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen to the discussion carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
This is the 9 o'clock news from CSB. First, let's go over to Alvin Earle in Oak Ridge to hear the latest on the landslide which followed an earthquake near San Francisco early this morning. Alvin, what can you tell us?
Well, Mary, I'm standing outside the suburb of Oak Ridge. These lines are as near as the local police will allow us to get to the region where the landslide occurred. The area is still extremely dangerous and police still fear that the aftershocks from the earthquake will trigger further slides.
Can you tell us what happened when the earthquake struck?
It seems that it struck at 8:15 in the evening. The buildings here are mostly single-story houses in quite an affluent suburb, so the earthquake itself did little damage. But above this area is a wooded ridge, the Oak Ridge from which the area gets its name, which contains a reservoir for the city of Oakland. It seems that the earthquake must have damaged the walls of the reservoir, releasing the millions of gallons of water inside. Within minutes, mud and rocks from the ridge began to slide down from the ridge onto the suburb, engulfing between 50 and 100 homes.
Before the discussion continues, you have some time to read questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 7 to 10.
There would have been very little warning then. Is there any news concerning casualties?
No news yet on casualties, but the police spokesman I spoke to a little while ago admitted that very few people would have been asleep, and so even greater numbers of deaths or injuries have been avoided. Most people in the area would probably be at home watching TV or having dinner. These people will have had very little chance of escaping. They believe that as many as 200 men, women and children may have been trapped in their homes.
Are there hopes for their rescue?
Yes, indeed. The rescue efforts are underway and already 2 complete families, 9 people in all, have been dug out alive. While it is too early to think that there will be no fatalities at all, rescuers believe that although the land in Oak Ridge is soft, the strong construction of the houses means that they will rescue more people before the day is out. The residents are being very brave and are taking the situation calmly.
Really? Are there comments from the rescued families or stories of lucky escapes?
Oh yes, I spoke to one boy of 11 who was going on his bike to see a friend in the area. He says he could hear a rumble, and as he turned a bend into the street where his friend lived, he was confronted with a wall of mud and rubble 6 feet high coming towards him. He says he turned his bike round and rode as hard as he could in the opposite direction and managed to keep ahead of the landslide. He's a very lucky boy, just 2 minutes earlier, and he would very likely have been killed.
Many thanks, Alvin. We will return to Alvin for an update at the end of this bulletin and keep you informed of any developments.
That is the end of section one. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 2. Now you will hear a welfare officer speaking to newly enrolled students about facilities at her college. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good morning. Could I have your attention, please? I'd like to say on behalf of all the staff, welcome to Parklands College. We hope your stay will be a happy one. Before I give you details of the academic programme, I'll hand over briefly to Pam Bromley, our welfare officer, who'll tell you about what extracurricular facilities the college has to offer. Over to you, Pam.
Thanks, Dr. Wesley. Let me start by telling you about the wonderful sports facilities we have here at Parklands College. I'm sure whatever sport you want to do, we can provide you with instruction and very often equipment. The most popular sports clubs are those that involve teams and are played outdoors. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that the football club is the best attended. In fact, you have to put your name on a waiting list before you can enrol. They meet for training every Wednesday and play against other colleges either on Saturday or Sunday mornings. They pay a membership fee of £15 a year, but you have to provide your own kit. Another really well-liked club is the Hockey Association. We have both male and female teams, and they've won several major trophies in recent years. We're very proud of them. They also used to meet on Wednesdays, but changed to Thursday this year. Most players have their own sticks, but we have a supply of extra ones as well as protective clothing for the goalkeepers. For this, the members pay a subscription of £18 a year. Indoor sports are particularly well supported in winter. The badminton club holds twice weekly sessions on Tuesdays and Fridays and has competitive matches on Mondays. No equipment is provided at the moment, so you have to purchase your own rackets. We're hoping to get some funding from the college to have some spares later in the year. The membership costs £10 a year, and we get lots of students joining the basketball team, particularly male students, whereas the females tend to support the volleyball club. They meet on the same day, Monday afternoons, in the sports hall. All the equipment is supplied by the college, and these clubs are free, although occasionally we ask people to pay a contribution if we incur extra expenses. You know, if we want to give visiting teams some after-match refreshments.
You now have some time to read questions 18 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 18 to 20.
But apart from sports, the college organises other activities too. For those of you who are aspiring actors, we have a drama group meeting every Tuesday at 8 in the evening. They put on 3 productions a year, and I have to say, I'm really impressed with the standard of their work, most professional. And if anyone is facing problems adjusting to life away from your own country, there is a special counselling service to give you advice on how to adapt to the different lifestyle here. We know it's difficult, but we're here to do what we can to make you feel at home. If you ever need to contact me, I'll be in my office from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. If there's an emergency, phone me at home at any time. My number is 645205. I'll repeat that for anyone who wants to note it down. It's 645205. Thank you, and now I know Dr. Wesley wants to speak to you about the academic program.
That is the end of section 2. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 3. Now turn to section. You will hear an interview between an applicant for a job and a manager. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully to the interview and answer questions 21 to 26.
Simon James, please come in and sit down.
Thank you.
Well, first I'd like to go through your CV and covering letter, and then I'll answer any questions you may have concerning the job. All right?
That's fine.
Now I see you're 27, but this would be your first job after university.
Actually, I'm 26, as my birthday is not until later in the year. October, in fact.
And you don't live here in West Hampton, do you? How would you cope with travelling such a long distance every day?
Kingsthorpe, where I live, is about 15 miles away, but it only takes 20 minutes to get here via the motorway, so I don't see this as being an obstacle to my taking the job. Could I just point something out to you? My phone number has changed since I put in my application. It's not 79654. They've added a 3 at the beginning.
So it's 379654 now. Thanks. I've noted that down. Your university studies. Your first degree was in computer science.
As a matter of fact, I completed a joint degree. I also studied psychology. I managed to get an upper second in both disciplines. It was hard work, coping with two subjects, but I found both courses fascinating. It was a 4-year degree and I only graduated 2 years ago in 2001. I didn't go to university until I was 20.
So what have you been doing since you finished your degree?
In the evenings, I've been employed as a waiter in an Italian restaurant. Not the most interesting of jobs, but I needed to earn some money to support myself. £5 an hour is not a fortune, but I do get generous tips sometimes. You see, I've been doing voluntary work for an environmental charity 3 days a week, so I needed to be free to do this during the day. Being a waiter at night gives me the chance to follow my interests.
You now have some time to read questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
Let's move on to your interests. Now I'd like you to tell me something more about the voluntary work you do.
Right. Well, I work in a team, mostly like me, in their 20s, and we monitor an area of Kingsthorpe. We're particularly concerned with the levels of air and water pollution, but we keep records on the habitats of wildlife too.
What are you going to do with the research?
The charity is going to publish a report, based on our work, on how the countryside can be conserved. We're going to distribute them to schools to make children more aware of the importance of their surroundings.
Then why have you applied for this position? Working in a 9-to-5 job in an office, as a systems analyst, will be quite a change for you.
I realise that, but I'd decided I'd seek regular employment after 2 years of voluntary work. I'd always intended to go into computers, and your company is known to be dynamic and a leader in this field. I know that I need to get a foot on the career ladder, but I suppose the most important reason is that I cannot be away from the world of computers for too long. It's so easy to lose contact, and I have to keep in touch with developments and innovations in this area.
I see. You've given the names of two referees, but Dr. Brown has been seconded to the United States for a year. Would someone else be prepared to give you a reference?
Yes, my personal tutor, Dr. Johan Toru.
That's an unusual name. Could you spell it?
Actually, he's from Estonia. That's J-O-H-A-N-N, and his surname is T-O-R-U.
Now, there is just one other thing I have to tell you. I am afraid I have to ask you to pass an aptitude test to check your skills in operating a computer. I know you have excellent qualifications, but this is a formality, I'm afraid.
That's perfectly all right. I don't mind at all.
That is the end of section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 4. Now turn. You will hear a lecturer describing a new university multimedia facility. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 31 to 40.
This briefing session is to introduce you to the new multimedia laboratory facilities here in Newcastle University. We're very proud of this new facility, which we've only just installed. Let me explain where everything is. Over by the window, we have four workstations. No, sorry, five. For people who need to work on their dissertations, or write essays or reports. Opposite them, next to the door, we have four computer terminals with internet connections for students who need to carry out research using the internet. Over there on the opposite wall to the whiteboard are two video units with headphones, so students taking our courses in cinema can study films without disturbing others. In the center, there are two language learning computers with all the latest programs to help our foreign language students. And in the center too, you will see the printers on the cupboards, where we store the computer disks and other materials. We may move them over here, just under the whiteboard, where we have the teacher's master console. It is possible to control all the equipment in this room from here. Well, as you see, we've got everything you could possibly want here. Let's have a closer look at the workstations. These have Word and WordPerfect software packages for students to write essays and so on. There are other programs too. There's the latest version of PowerPoint for students who need to make presentations. And there's Excel, which is a spreadsheet and database for students studying business or economics. All the workstations here are attached to the university intranet, so all essays, projects, and presentations are saved centrally. And there's no danger of you losing your work, as these computers are set to save your work automatically every 10 minutes. Another good program is Voyager. You can search our library and also the libraries of another 12 universities by using our Voyager software. You can reserve your books from here or renew your books if they are due for return and you can't get to the library itself. You can send emails from here and pick up your own email messages. Then we move on to the more entertaining part of the facility. The video units I'm sure you will all be familiar with. They're just like the videos at home. We have a wide range of the films for the media studies students, including films from Europe and even China. If you want to improve your language skills, we have all the latest language learning programs in English, French, German, Spanish, and Italian. They are for students of all levels, and you can see there's Rosetta Stone, that's for beginners, and there's AutoHawk, that's a program to train car mechanics to handle car manuals in other languages. So I hope that's given you an insight into the facilities we have, and I hope you'll take advantage of them regularly. Are there any questions?
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Please stop right